God bless you. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. Trucking for Jesus is a mobile chapel ministry. We take it across the United States of America. It's a tract and trailer. We pull it with a Kenworth. It's a great van trailer. We live in the front and preach in the back. It's been converted to a mobile chapel. And we take it to truck stops all across the country. And we stay in each one a week, sometimes 2 weeks. And then we go to prisons as well. But God is so faithful. God's allowed to visit many churches across the United States of America. God is so faithful. God is so wonderful. God is on the throne. God is a miracle-working God. God is a right-now God. In all the years we've been on the road, we've never passed a plate. We've never sold anything. Everything's been free, and God has reached down, and God has supplied. Never has been in debt 5 cents. In almost 34 complete years on the road, because God is faithful. God is faithful. God's on the throne. And if you want to see some miracles in your life and at your house, turn your heart and your life over to God and believe God for signs and wonders and miracles. I want to talk to you today about opposition. I want you to read the Word with me, because you won't believe what it says if you don't really look at it and read it yourself. You'll think I made it up. I want to talk about oppositions. And it's the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, and it's the 20th verse. The 20th verse in the Bible of the 6th chapter of the book of 1 Timothy. That's 1 Timothy 6:20. And I'm going to read it a couple of times, and if you're a little bit slow turning to it, you can catch up with me right there. We'll read it a couple of times, and then we'll have prayer, because I'm going to talk to you today about oppositions. And you know there's plenty of opposition if you preach the Word of God across this country. People, even in the news, try to make it like it's an old wives' tale. And they try to get you to doubt what God has blessed you with. But God's on the throne. God is a miracle-working God. God's a right-now God. And God wants to bless you today. He didn't do anything 2,000 years ago that He won't do right now. God will do the same thing for you that He done by the Sea of Galilee or up and down the streets of Jerusalem. God will do it for you today, and God will bless your family today. God's got keeping power. In fact, He says, casting all of your care upon Him because He cares for you. God cares for you today. Let's read this 20th verse of 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. The Word of God says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. You say, Brother Gregory, you couldn't have read that right. God wouldn't know anything about science, not no 2,000 years ago. And I say, I beg your pardon. It's like reading yesterday's newspaper, what God is telling us today. The Word of God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Let's read it one more time. The 20th verse of the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, add your blessings to the reading of your precious word. Extend your mercy and your grace to America today. I pray that you reach down to our leaders today, that you not only bless America, but you bless our president. And I ask that you bless the cabinet members. I ask that you bless the senators. I ask that you bless the representatives and governors and mayors and people on authority, even down to the county level. I ask that this revival that I have in my heart, that you'll let it spread even to the end of the world. Let it sweep across America. Let it go from coast to coast and up and down across America. I ask that you bless the truck drivers today, Father. I ask that you give them traveling mercies on the highway. And I ask that you give them backbone enough to tell the good news. Don't let them be ashamed to call the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we know that you've been given a name above every name. There's no other name like your name. And before the end of time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lord Jesus, we know that you're the only way to heaven. You're the only way into God the Father. Lord Jesus, have your way with every heart today under the sound of my voice. I ask that you bless the churches all over the world, the ones that lift up the name of Jesus, the ones that's not ashamed of the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord Jesus, that this revival will take place, that your people that's called by your name will humble themselves. You said if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, your word says that you would hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Lord, I know this is a sin-sick land that needs a revival, and I ask that you bless us with revival. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The word of God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoiding profane and vain babbling and oppositions of science, falsely so called. We know we're to keep the word. We know we're supposed to keep the word. We've been trusted with the word of God. We're God's children. And when he sent them out, he told them to go ye therefore into all the world. He told them to preach the gospel. When you preach the gospel, you're going to see things take place. You're going to see God reach down and prick hearts. You're going to see God save souls. You're going to see God bless his people. And yes, you can see revival. One scripture says preach, one scripture says teach. And one of the gospels says make disciples. I believe if there ever was a time we need to disciple other people, it's now. But they need to see something in our life. They need to see somebody that's on fire for Jesus. They need to see somebody that's not ashamed. They need to see somebody with a spiritual backbone as big as a saw log. I believe God can reach down. I believe God can use us. I believe God can give us strength. I believe God can speak through us. We can be sharp tools and instruments that glorify his name. The word says, keep that which is committed to thy trust. He told them where to go. He told them how to teach. We go on the authority of his word and in his name. The word of God said, in my name they shall cast their devils. How quickly can you take authority in Jesus' name? How quick can you cast the devil out? How quick can you bind up a devil in Jesus' name? He said, go. And he said, go to all the world. And he said, preach and teach and make disciples. He said, in my name, yes, we have power vested in us. That's the only thing that any power's in. You said, Brother Gregory, can I go in my own name and see anything happen? And I said, no ma'am, no sir, you cannot. I don't care how eloquent you are. If you try to establish something in your own name, it'll come down like a house of cards. You say, why? We go in Jesus' name. We go waving the bloodstained banner. We go teaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior. God said, my word is truth. He said, you would hear the truth, and the truth would make you free. And he who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. I hear news reporters talking about the truth, but they don't know the truth because they don't know the word of God. They don't know the truth because they don't know Jesus. They don't know the truth because they never have had a real experience with God. And they think it's a bunch of old wives' tales. God said, keep that which is committed to thy trust. If you keep that which is committed to your trust, you'll walk like Jesus. The word of God said, have in you the mind also that's in Christ Jesus. Yes, you'll begin to think like Jesus. You'll begin to walk like Jesus. You'll begin to talk like Jesus. And the people around you, they'll see something in you. And they'll know that you're keeping what's been committed to your trust. God trusted you with his word. He said, I sent my word and I healed my people, and I delivered them from their destruction. God sent down His Word. You'll see things happen when you get in the Word of God. God says in that 20th verse, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. God trusted us with His Word. God wants us to walk in His Word. God wants us not only to hear the Word, but to be doers of His Word. I ask you today, are you a doer of the Word of God? Or when you hear the Word of God, you laugh and snicker and mock and make fun. You can laugh all you want to, but that's not go void at the Word of God. The Word of God will never come back void. It will accomplish exactly what God wants it to accomplish. Let me tell you today, I want you to consider your ways. The time that we live in, it's a time like Haggai the prophet lived. And let me tell you, God told them to consider their ways because they were making big wages. But it was like putting it in a bag with a hole in the bottom. And I'll serve notice on you. You live from hand to mouth. But man, you're one step away from the bank representative. He wants to come and take you home and take your car, take your stuff. You say, why? You haven't committed your heart and your life to Jesus. The Word of God said in Haggai's day, He sent the prophet and He said, consider your ways. You sow much, but you reap little. You're not reaping much because you're not putting me first. I asked you today, are you putting God first? If you're not, it's like living in a house, a sealed house, a house that you've sealed with cedar, the best house you can think about. But God's house lies in waste, and we wonder why we are not blessed. Even church members across this country, you see church parking lots full of stolen cars. You say, why do you say that? They go to church in a car that they've stole from God. They didn't pay their tithes. They don't know what paying their tithes means. They won't give God His part. It's God's part. And if we let out on God, the Word of God said in the book of Malachi that we'll be cursed with a curse. I ask you today, are you doing what God called you to do? Are you serving God? If not, I want you to consider your ways. God tells me in this 20th verse, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling. How many times do you hear profane and vain babbling? You hear people talking crazy stuff. You hear it on the news. You hear it from our leaders. It's profane. It's vain. And let me tell you, any time somebody tells you what God can't do, it's vain. And it's babbling, but God says, stay away from it. Even preachers today, they try to explain away the truth, but it's profane and vain babbling. God says, keep that which I've committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling. I see people setting up in Bible studies, and let me tell you what I see. They're arguing back and forth. They're babbling. I see it like this. Somebody else will speak up and say, I see it like this. But let's look at it the way God said it. God give us His Word. And God says, keep that which I've committed to thy trust. And not just be a hearer, but be a doer of the Word of God. If you'll submit yourself therefore to God today like the Word of God says, you can resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. You won't have to argue with him. You won't have to say anything to him. When you walk down the street, devils will fire. You can even get on a bus or a train or walk by him on the street, and devils will flee. They won't feel comfortable around you. You'll be too full of the Word of God. You'll be full of the Spirit of God. And God's Spirit will begin to deal with people when they come in contact with you. The Word of God says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. I want to read that again. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling. How many times do you hear people that give you oppositions? That's what I'm talking about. People that oppose the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody that's trying to stop you. It might be a family member. It might be somebody that you ride to work with. But let me tell you something. You avoid profane and vain babbling. They'll talk about politics instead of the Word of God. Let me tell you something. We don't need the gift in the politics, because God will exalt who He wants to exalt, and God will abase who He wants to abase. A lot of time God exalts them. He wants to bless them. He gives them an opportunity. And when they don't do right, God brings them back down. You won't have to do it. God can do it in an instant. God can take you from a prison to the palace. But God can take you from a palace to the prison. You say, Brother Gregor, what are you talking about? I said, God exalted Joseph. And He took him from a prison to the palace. But I've seen leaders in this country where God would take them down. And they'd be up in a high position. And they would put them in prison. You say, why? Because God exalts who He wants to exalt. God said, you keep that which I have committed to thy trust. God trusted you to serve Him. God trusted you to have a good job. God trusted you to be a good blessing to everybody around you. But a lot of times we won't do what God called us to do. We won't avoid profane and vain babbling. I hear dirty talk on the news. I hear dirty talk coming through the television. And our little children are sitting up there. And they beeping it out. But let me tell you something. They still know what they're talking about. Because we live in a society that's vain. They're crying and talking about vain things. The politician today that thinks he don't need God. It's vain. And let me tell you something. If He opposes you, God will take care of it. God said, He said in the Word, avoiding profane and vain babbling. I want you to think about that today. I hear the politicians, they don't want to serve God. I hear the politicians, they make light of Christians. I think about politicians, they joke about the Word of God. But God's still on the throne. I don't care what the politician is, who he is, or where he come from, or what office he's seeking. Let me tell you something. He can't make his own heart beat one time, let alone helping you. You say, Brother Gregor, what are you talking about? I said, he can't even make his own heart beat one time. He can't even get the oxygen out of his lungs that's already in there. It's God. It's God's business. And God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition to science, falsely so called. How many times has somebody come against you because you serve God? They opposed you. You run into opposition. But let me tell you something. Don't be troubled about it. Because God is on the throne and payday is coming real soon. You say, Brother Gregory, do I need to pray for them? I say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, you do. The Word of God tells us. He said, honor all men. I don't care what kind of a babbler he is. I don't care how foolish he is. I don't care if he's even a politician making fun of God. You need to pray for him. God said, honor all men. He said, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. You said, but Brother Gregory, he's of a different denomination. Now, I don't care what denomination he is. You love him and you pray for him and you bless him every time you have an opportunity. Let me tell you something. Oppositions. I think about oppositions. I think about how many times we oppose somebody else. I think about the time oppositions and what we do. We try to use other people as stepping stones. I think about oppositions and I think about foolish talk. I think about ugly talk. I think about things that will pull a man down. We got to get away from them. God said avoid profane and vain babbling and oppositions of science, falsely so called. You say, what else do we need to stay away from? We need to be able to recognize devils. We need to be able to stand up on the authority of God's Word. The Word of God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and oppositions of science, falsely so called. When a devil stands up in your face, you need to be able to recognize him. If he didn't come in Jesus' name, If he comes and tries to oppose you, if he tries to pull you down, if he tries to stop you from doing what God calls you to do, you better look out. Those oppositions. You recognize them oppositions. And you take authority in the name of Jesus. The Word of God said, in my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. I believe we can lay hands on the sick today and see them recover. I believe God can touch you if your finances are sick. I believe God can touch you if you're sick spiritually. I believe God can touch you if you're sick spiritually. We can stand on the authority of the Word of God. The Word of God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. God trusted you with the Word. God trusted you to serve Him. God trusted you to love Him because He loves you. The most powerful sermon I've ever heard is, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. You say, why? It says, because the Bible tells me so. You say, have you ever run up on oppositions? Yes, I have. I've had some opposition in my time. I've been on the road over 33 years, and yes, I've had some opposition. I've worked on jobs, and I've had oppositions. I've had oppositions in my family. I've had family members that come against me and oppose me because I serve Jesus. The Word of God tells me, it said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and opposition to science, also so called. I had an atheist to come when I was in a truck stop at Raphine, Virginia. I'll never forget it. It was several of them. They was going to an atheist funeral. Not much trouble to preach an atheist funeral. All they do is wrap them in a sheet and put them down in the ground because they don't believe there is no God. He said, I don't believe in God. I asked him a question. Are you a kind one or an ugly one? You say, Brother Gregory, what's the difference between a kind atheist and an ugly atheist? A kind one don't know whether there's a God or not. But an unkind one don't even want you to believe in God. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to be troubled. He wants you to be cast down. He doesn't want you to have any hope. He's not sure there's a God. And he don't want you to believe in God neither. So you'd have to say he was unkind. Yes, I've had some oppositions. When they got back in the big car, I reminded them of one thing. I said, God spoke about you in the 14th Psalm. He said, well, what did he say? And I said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A lot of times the devil will have you say in your heart, there is no God. But God's alive. God's well. God's on the throne. And God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition of science, falsely so called. I think about a lot of times the rich. God spoke about the rich. He didn't say it would be easy for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say a rich man would get there because he had a lot of money. It was just the other way. He talked about it would be hard for him. You said, Brother Gregory, why? The rich young ruler had plenty of money, but he turned away sorrowfully because he had much possessions. And that's why Jesus said it. Said it was impossible for man, but it's not impossible for God. He was talking about throwing a camel through the eye of a needle. Nothing is impossible with God. God's on the throne. God's a miracle-working God. And God says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. God has committed his word to you. I think about how simple a lot of rich people are. They think they got rich. They think they got rich on their own and by themselves. But if you got money today, it's because God allowed you to have it. If you got good health today, it's because God allowed you to have good health. And he extended his grace and his mercy to you. I want grace today. I want mercy today. I want God to reach down and smile on me today. And like this word said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, and opposition to science, falsely so called. We've been on the road over 33 years, and I've not had any harlots come and try to stop me. I've not had the first prostitute to try to stop me from preaching the Word of God. I've not had the first gambler come up and try to get me to stop preaching or giving my testimony or praying for people or lifting up the name of Jesus. I've not had the first drunkard to come and try to stop me from preaching the Word of God. You said, Brother Gregory, what else? I don't have dope addicts come and try to stop me from preaching. You said, who tries to stop you? It'll be somebody that thinks he's been enlightened. It'll be somebody that thinks he's smarter than God. It'll be somebody that's heard the Word of God most of the time and walked away from the Word of God, and now he's trying to talk me out of what God's blessed me with. I know that God's on the throne. I know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That God will never change up. But if we don't have Jesus, we're lost and undone. That if we don't have Jesus, we're one heartbeat away from a devil's hell. If we don't have Jesus, when we are called into eternity, we'll be separated from our God forever. The Word of God said we can check our relationship. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. God said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You can know today that you have eternal life. And if you have eternal life, I want you to recognize the oppositions. He talked about oppositions of science, falsely so-called. I hear people that talk about how smart they are. They got all kind of letters by their name. They call themselves doctors. They call themselves scientists. One man said, if a scientist were so smart, why can't he tell you when a black cow eats green grass, why she gives white milk? God's on the throne. And God can take his foolishness and confound the wise. God said, don't pay any attention to them when they come. If they're not glorified by name, if they come against you, I want you to recognize opposition to science, falsely so-called. They'll talk to you about the Darwin theory. They don't want you to talk about God creating anything. When anything is here, God spoke it into existence. You said, do you believe in the Big Bang Theory? Yes, I do. God said it. Bang! It was done. God said it. God created it. God done it. And to God be the praise and the honor and the glory. The Word of God said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition to science, falsely so called. I see black sliders that want me to stop. I see people that used to be on fire for Jesus, but they turned their back on God. Some of them run off with women. Some of them stole the church money and took off. Some of them just took off. But let me tell you something, a lot of times they try to pull you down or do things that will hurt you or put you in the same category. But God said, oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition of science, falsely so called. Scientists can't make his own heart beat. Scientists can't make their own lungs work. You said, Brother Gregory, surely they can create. And I said, no, ma'am, no, sir. They have to have something to work with that God has already created. God is the creator. God's on the throne. God's still a miracle-working God. God wants to save your soul today. God wants to put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. God wants to save you for time and eternity. And he wants you to keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition to science, falsely so called. We know that Jesus is the way and Jesus is the truth and Jesus is the life. And if you believe today with all your heart that the resurrection took place, and you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, God will save your soul. If you haven't received Jesus, you are still lost. If you haven't made a decision for Christ, you are undone, and you are separated from God the Father. You say, what do you want me to do? I'd love to see you accept Jesus today as your own personal Savior. I don't really have a quota to meet, but let me tell you something. I am a born-again Christian. And you can be born again today into the family of God if you'll mean business with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died to save your soul. He shed His blood to wash away your sins. I ask you even now, as I pray, will you pray with me and ask Jesus to come into your heart? Lord Jesus, have mercy on this great congregation. Let us weigh ourselves on your scales. And if we don't measure up to your word, we know we don't weigh enough. But we want to receive you as Savior today. We want you to save our souls. We want you to take over in our life. We give our hearts and our lives to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.